This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The FAA is still trying to make up its mind exactly what it thinks about drones, about how it's going to let people and, more to our purposes, businesses use them. Those businesses, though, aren't waiting around for the bureaucracy to catch up. They are figuring out ways to make drones an ever bigger part of our lives and our economy. That includes a company called Skycatch. Christian Sands is the CEO. Christian, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get the terminology out of the way first. What do you prefer, drone, quadcopter, UAV? What do you like? Because people are sensitive about this.
For us, it's just an aerial robot.
Well, which is somehow almost worse. I don't know. You should probably go with drone.
We use drone a lot. I think that when we talk to the media and talk to the general public, we use drone. And for us, when we talk to investors and our own people, our own staff, we talk about it as aerial robots.
Is it fair to say, then, that you consider yourself a software company instead of a hardware company? I mean, you're interested in the stuff that's running on the drones, right? Not the actual things flying around.
Absolutely, yeah. For us, it's just another server that happens to have propellers on it. And I think this is going to happen with the industry as a whole. People are going to talk less about drones and going to talk more about their productivity tools, all the things you can do after the fact. And I think we're going through that phase today with some of these companies.
Well, explain that a little bit, right? Because most, you know, regular folk out there who aren't in the industry, all we think of are these quadcopters or octocopters or whatever it is, zipping around all over the place. But that word you just used, data, explain that and how you provide it.
So what we do is retrieve a lot of data in the form of images, and then we convert that into aerial maps. So when we talk about our company is all about the data and less about the drone, we talk about not only the mapping and sort of imagery and visibility you get on an ongoing basis using these tools, but also the amount of productivity you can increase by just using these tools on top of the current processes. And again, I can give you an example.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
In construction, there's a process when you actually build something very complex. There's a lot of layers, and there's a lot of architectural plans that need to be followed in order to build something really efficiently. And that means every single day when you have contractors out there building things, they need to follow an architectural plan. The architectural plan today, when we use our tools, they get matched up with data being captured by the drone, and it automatically checks to see if things are being built the right way very quickly without having to send people out in the field and in harm's way, basically.
So you go out and you map these construction sites or whatever it is, and then it's conceivable, I suppose, isn't it, that autonomous drones could work with autonomous construction equipment, yeah?
That's correct. A big heavy machinery company came to us for help automating their machines. We didn't quite understand what they wanted initially, but until we actually flew out to Tokyo and spent a couple of months, we realized what they wanted to do was to automate their entire fleet of bulldozers and excavators. With the drone, it takes less than 10 minutes to get a 3D model and start doing the actual work using a bulldozer. So we are the first company to automate another machine using a drone.
I want to ask about one of the things you do, which has been called, and I'm not sure if it's you who said this or just the media at large, but Uber for drones. You basically rent them out with pilots who fly these things?
That's correct. So we've invented this concept of being able to, at any given point, open up your app and make a call or just highlight the area you want mapped, and we immediately match you up with a pilot. And the pilot will go out there, create a map, and you'll get a map in the next 2-3 hours. Right now, we're going through a process of verifying and also certifying pilots. We have thousands of pilots already subscribed, and we have about 100-plus that have passed our certification process. So if you're a student or if you have a full-time job and you want some extra cash, you can very easily buy a drone, turn it into a work mode drone. And then all of a sudden, you can make up to $5,000 a month extra without a lot of effort.
I'm totally in the wrong business then. I mean, if that's the fact, man.
We're going to teach you how to fly a drone.
That's right. Christian Sands is the CEO of Skycatch. Christian, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.